It probably started with the fact that I question everything. I question everything and everything. Oh, look, as soon as I start talking, I gotta get a chat. Okay, I can do this. Okay, so I guess what I was saying was that it probably all started with me not believing in basically reality. There's too many variations or interpretations of what reality could be. Everything was so subjective to a point that where I noticed that even if two people looked at the same thing, they'll come up with four different answers to what it is. So objectivism, I'm deviating, says that there is ultimate reality. There definitely is ultimate reality, and I agree with that. There is an objective ultimate reality. The way things are, it definitely exists. Our interpretation of that, how we take that in, how we get that raw data into our system, and by our system, I mean our brains, the process of brains, and then put into our libraries, our books, our consciousness, the way we think about things, our social medias and all that. How we get all that into the system goes through many layers of human interpretation. Many, many layers of human interpretation. So, and I got to the point where, well, there's no way of knowing what reality really is. And I'm not one to trust anything someone tells me 100%. I'll accept it. I'll take it as true. And occasionally I will believe in it eventually. But I just don't take for granted anything anybody tells me, regardless of who you are or what you are. I need to understand the reason behind it. I really need to understand the reason behind, you know, why you're telling me this and why you believe that. So from there, I was led to, well, since there's no real, basically I was led to, in a foggy way, there's really no reality. There's really no reality. There's no defined reality. So everybody's subjective interpretation of reality is just as valid as anybody else. Now, of course, if you have, you know, 8 billion people agreeing on this, it's going to give it some weight. It's definitely going to give it some weight. But then again, it was a time where most of the world thought the world was flat. And we believed in it. So there's really no, it's hard to interpret reality. So basically, it comes down to it just being hard to interpret reality. I mean, reality, it became subjective. I'm rambling, but that's okay. So basically I'm rambling on about how each individual's perception of reality it's just as valid and capable of anybody else's. So if you go from there, there's no real universal truth. There's no real universal anything among humans. We're all diverse. Yes. Yeah, so now I'm just rambling just to see how good the mic sounds and how much I can talk and just do all this stuff. I'm not really focused on what I'm doing. In fact, I'm like working, so I'm really, really, really not focused. And I'm also wondering why I'm not getting a good response from my camera switching. But that's okay. We'll worry about that later. Yeah, because I'm always testing. But imagine that. So once you get to a perception where everybody's version of reality is just as valid as everybody else's versions of reality, you get to a point that where nothing really matters. Actually, I skipped a whole bunch. There's no universal truth. There's no distinctive we should ought to. You know, there's no like grand reasoning. There's no official, this is the way it has to be done. This is what we should be doing. And that's where it comes back to the individual again. So that means every individual's interpretation of morality, of ethics, of what is, or I mean, of what should be. And now I'm just rambling. I'm going to stop this. He's, I'm going to try to. Now it's just acting up. Okay, I see what you're doing now. All right. That's cool.